Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Ministry for Her podcast. I'm so excited that you decided to hop on today's episode. For anyone who does not know who I am, my name is Nikki Black. I am a mother of three. I'm a pastor's wife. I am just your everyday woman trying to live out this crazy life of ministry and just staying true to who I am and really not trying to fit into any kind of mold. So if you like real talk, nothing sugar-coated, and the truth, then this podcast is for you, my friend. So Merry Christmas. This is, I'm recording this on December 5th, so we are literally weeks away from Christmas, which is so hard to believe because I feel like we just had like the 4th of July and all that kind of stuff. And now we are about to end 2022. And this month, I'm wanting to talk about just stuff that kind of happens and that kind of comes up during the holidays. And last week, if you did not catch that episode, I talked about how to kind of have a peaceful Christmas, how to not be so stressed out, and ways to keep you kind of sane when you're visiting families, because I know that is a hard subject for some people, and it's kind of hard to, you know, go to different families and all that kind of stuff. So if you're interested in that episode, please click back to last week's episode. This week, I am wanting to talk about blended families. Yes, we are going to talk about having a blended family Christmas. For some of y'all, maybe it is your first Christmas with your new husband or new wife, and you are blending your families together. You are having your first blended family Christmas, or you've had several blended family Christmases, and sometimes it's still a little awkward and weird, and you're still trying to fit in the groove. Hey, I know. I've been there. I've done that, and I'm doing that because I am a blended family with my husband and our kids. Myself, I have one biological daughter. And I also have two bonus sons from my husband. So he was married before and I was married before, and we do not have any children together. And if you're wondering if we ever will have any children together, there's an episode about that. It is Pastor and Pastor Wife Tell All. So in that episode, we talk about if we are going to have any more little children. So if you're interested in that, go listen to that episode. But no, I have done blended families for a really long time. My ex-husband and I, he had a daughter, and I started doing the blended family life way before my daughter was ever born. Literally probably back in like 2008 or around in there. So I know how it is to mesh families and different traditions and different beliefs and different things and trying to blend them together. So I am here to help you on that journey. So to begin, there is an episode I want to do about just blended families in general and maybe have like some guest speakers on here. But today we're just going to talk about Christmases and, you know, family functions and the holiday season coming up. So my first point, we're just going to dive right in. The very first point that I want to talk about is schedule ahead of time and get with the other parents and families and discuss the times. Because once you blend a family, and I found this out, about 4 years ago, whenever me and my husband, this will be our fifth Christmas together as a blended family. So whenever we first got together, there were a lot of things that, it was pretty much kind of the same concept, but Of course, you know, there are different times, but what was kind of hard was we were trying to, I remember my first year as blended family during the holidays, it was literally chaos and it was so crazy. I literally couldn't even enjoy it because I felt like we were going here, and everywhere, trying to go everywhere and then dropping off the kids to their other parents and doing this and doing that. And it, I felt like I didn't even enjoy it. So, and I remember that first year I got with his ex-wife and we kind of had a plan like, okay, when do you want the boys back? When do we get them back? And let's meet here and all this kind of stuff. And some of it was kind of hard because, you know, what they wanted to do was, you know, interfering what we had planned. And, you know, we wanted the boys there to, you know, be with us and then the family and stuff. And also my daughter, because her and her dad, like when she's with me, her dad lives about 45 minutes away. So it's not like it's just, you know, 2 seconds down the road and we can drop her off. It's literally having to meet halfway and do all that kind of stuff. So that first year was, excuse me, gosh, that first year was really chaotic and really trying to find the groove. So my advice to you is get with that other parent, you know, get with the other group of parents and try to come up with a time, a schedule, and you know, there may be some things that you'll have to buckle on. There may be some things that you'll have to change because, like I said, you're blending two families together that have maybe different traditions and all kinds of stuff. So you're just going to have to get a schedule, get a planner, and kind of jot some things down so it's not as chaotic. My second thing I have is don't have too many expectations your first time. Your first Christmas with your blended family is not going to be like the Hallmark Channel. It's not going to, well, in my situation, it did not kind of what I had in mind. It really wasn't it. I guess because it was so chaotic and I felt like I couldn't even enjoy it. But don't go in it thinking that, for one, they're not going to have a good time, or they're not going to like what's going on, or, you know, they're going to hate your traditions. Like, your new children may hate the traditions that you have, or vice versa, or you may open up gifts on Christmas Eve and they've never done that. And, you know, don't go in it thinking that it's, you know, like I said, going to be like a Hallmark episode or anything, because it's not going to be that way. You're going to have to shift some things. You're going to have to kind of let go of your expectations and just go with the flow. Really, that's what you're going to have to do, is go with the flow of things and how things are going. My third thing is, don't be afraid to step outside the traditions and create new ones. And with families, I know it's hard. We get into these traditions that we've done for years and years. And once you blend a family, that is going to change. And I experienced that firsthand my first year because my husband and what him and his ex-wife used to do, they used to, you know, stay the night with his parents on Christmas Eve and wake up on Christmas morning over there at, you know, his parents' house, at the kids' grandparents' house. And I was, you know, that was kind of new for me. So I did that the first couple years. You know, I was like, okay, well, I'll stick with the traditions. I don't want to change too much for the kids, because his boys were kind of used to that. They were used to doing that. And so I just went with the flow. I just went with it. But then I noticed as the kids got older, right now the kids are 10, she's about to be 11, and 12, no, What? How old are they? Oh, the right now they're 10, 11, and 12. So my daughter's about to be 11. And then the two sons are going to be 12 and 13. I believe that's right. Yeah, it's crazy. They're so close in age. But so I noticed as they were getting older, you know, I noticed that they didn't want to stay the night. They wanted to go to their house. They wanted to, you know, come back to our house or their mom's house or whatever. And they wanted to do Christmas morning there. And so I noticed that. And then finally, a couple years ago, I said, look, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings because I know this is a tradition, but I want to wake up on Christmas morning at my house and have the kids open up their gifts on Christmas morning, because it was hard to try to find time whenever we would stay the night over there to have our kids find time to open up their gifts on Christmas morning, because we were having to take all of our gifts in our trunk, and it was just so much. So when I finally had a talk and was like, I'm not turning anyone's feelings, and I just laid it out on the table, like, look, this right here is not working for the family dynamic right now. It did years ago when there was no blended familyness, you know, there was none of that. So it worked for them, but now it did not. So I had to step up, voice my opinion on it and say, look, we're not going to stay the night here anymore on Christmas Eve, because it's just too crazy and all that. So, and it works out great. So don't be afraid to step outside of the traditions that maybe they're used to or you're used to. And also, sidebar, also respect the traditions. Don't just go in there, you know, guns blazing, saying this is going to be how it is. And it all comes across with how you present it. And, you know, don't come off like, you know, a catty person or anything. Just, you know, tell them, hey, this is how it is now because we are a blended family. And I give my daughter options. I give her options on, now that she's older, I'm not that kind of a mom who has to stay. She has to wake up with me on Christmas morning. She has to do this. She has to do that. I'm not that way. Like, if I ask her, okay, that way it keeps me and my husband from having to do a lot of shuffling around the holidays. I let her pick if she wants to be with me Christmas Eve or Christmas morning or Christmas Day. I let her choose one, and sometimes it's different. One year it's this, one year it's that. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I'll see her one of the days. We'll open up gifts, and it'll be a great time. So now that she's older, you know, I'll let her choose. And if that is an option for you now that you have a blended family and everything, if that is an option for you, I would highly suggest kind of adopting that one in, because if you trust, you know, your ex, or you trust his or her ex, or whatever, if you trust your ex to be responsible and y'all can agree on stuff, y'all can be adults about around the holidays, you know, then do it for the peace of mind. Do it for the peace for the holidays. Don't make it harder on yourself because you want to have things your way. You know, sometimes we just have to be adults and not ruin it for the kids. And my other thing is just to be flexible. Be flexible with everyone's scheduling. Be flexible with the other kids' times. Because like I said, it's not going to work out the way you want. So you're just going to have to go with the flow. Because lastly, I had on here is to remember that the kids comes first, always. In this situation, the kids will always come first. Now, if you have younger kids and they really can't make that decision, yeah, that's when you're going to have to be the adult and get with the other parent and just come up with what works best for the kid without, you know, haven't, without arguments coming, without there being some conflict, because we're trying to get out of that this holiday. We're trying to have peaceful, easygoing holidays. And I've been through them. I've been through the hardness. I've been through how awkward it can be when you first do a blended family, because blended families are hard. No one as a little kid wakes up one day with playing with their baby dolls or whatever and says, wow, I can't wait until I can get divorced and then remarry and blend families. No one ever says that. So that was never, you know, really a dream of mine to have. Is everyone wants their own family and just let it be that. But that's not how it is, obviously. I mean, if you're in that situation, things just couldn't be helped, and it is what it is, and now we just have to make the best of it and just move on with new traditions and new ways. Because let me tell you, even whenever you, if you still have, you know, if you're not a blended family, once your kids grow up and get their own lives and then get their boyfriends or girlfriends and then they get married and then they have kids, sometimes your traditions are going to change anyway. Because what if they move off and you decide you want to go up there for a Christmas? So you're going to have to know that sometimes traditions are not lifelong. Sometimes they are and sometimes they're not. So if things are like, this world is changing, everything changes. So don't, you know, get upset if your traditions are going to change this holiday or in the few holidays to come, because like I said, it is what it is and we have to make the best of it, because obviously God wouldn't have put the families together if they weren't supposed to be together. He knit everything together. Everything's supposed to come in how it's supposed to come. And now it's up to you. It's your responsibility with how you make the outcome, you know, make it best for your kids. This is how I think of it. I've had my childhood Christmases. I've had them. I grew up, I've had wonderful Christmases. My parents showed me the best holidays ever, but it's now, it's not my turn anymore. I've had that. Now it's your job as a parent to give that to your kids and your stepkids and whatever the situation is. So that is for you to make them, when they grow up, not having to say, I had to go here and here and here all the time, or my parents were fighting all the time with who got me. And all, I mean, it will be, it's not going to be a good memory for them. So it's up to you to kind of try to make it as easy as possible. And if your ex is on you about, I want them this Christmas day, you know, you always get them and you don't want to buckle, shame on you. Shame on you for not. Now, given that environment is good for them, if their other parent is a good parent, has a good environment, is not crazy and doing drugs and all that hoopla mess, you know, yes, then you should allow them to have them on Christmas morning. I mean, the mothers, yes, we want our kids on Christmas Day. Who doesn't want to wake up with their kids on Christmas Day? But obviously that can't be the case anymore. Blending families, things change. Your Christmases will change. Your holidays are going to change. So don't forget that it's all about the kids. It's all about making them feel special, making them feel heard and wanted and loved, make them feel safe. And then they will grow up to have great memories with their biological parents, their blended family, and so on and so on. And they can have the best of all worlds if the adults can be mature, can take on the responsibilities and not make it a burden on their kids. Because I've seen it happen when, you know, the kids are just, and I'm going to say this too. If this is your first blended holiday, but don't let your kids fall or be feel, don't let them feel guilty for choosing to want to spend it here or at the other parent or whatever. If they're old enough to make this choice for themselves, don't let them feel guilty for choosing it. You know, just smile and go on. Don't let them know that it hurts your feelings or whatever, because they're still going through it as well. Like, they are still going through this as well, not just you. Just because you decided to love, just because it didn't work out with their parents or their other parent, and you decided and you felt, you know, you decided and you fell in love with someone else, you know, they didn't fall in love with that person like you did. They did not instantly love that person like you did. So if this is your first holiday and y'all are anyone's freshly as a blended family, just know that it's going to take your kids and their kids, if they have them, to get used to the idea, to warm up to what's actually happening. Because I read this in a book, and it said that blending families is not like an instant microwave meal. It is a crock pot meal where you're putting different ingredients, different backgrounds, different beliefs, different attitudes, and you're putting different people in the same pot, and you're going to have to simmer it for a long, long time until it finally comes out perfect, until it finally comes out tasting like it should, because it's going to take a while. I'm 4 years in. This is my fifth Christmas with doing all this. And it's still kind of, you know, we're still figuring each other out. We're still getting the, you know, the lay of the land, if you will, because we're all, every year something different, because they're getting older. Their likes are changing. Their dislikes are changing. Their attitudes are changing. So it's going to be different. And we're going to, as parents, we're going to have to be chameleons and just adapt to every environment, every different situation, and know and let them know that it's okay with how they're feeling. Let them know that they're heard and that they're loved and that they're validated, because they do deserve that. They didn't ask to have a step parent. They didn't ask to have a blended family. So don't put that on them. Don't put pressure on them during the holidays and they're just kids. That's a big, big no-no. Don't do that. Your job is to let them have the best Christmas with both sides. Let them enjoy it. And you adapt how you need to adapt, because blended families are hard, like I said, but it's doable and it can be fun and it can be chaotic. But what normal like family is, you know, even families that aren't blended is still sometimes crazy and a big mess. But I promise you, when you blend it and everything goes good and it just fits, it will, it's a good experience, and it's a good journey to be on. It really is, because you're getting to learn all these different things for years and years to come. And it's exciting, because every Christmas literally is going to be something different. I promise you, every Christmas I've done as a blended family has been different, and it's fine. It's okay, because this is their time. I had my time, you know, and it's their time, and I love having it with them. So enjoy it and have a peaceful Christmas. But yeah, I could talk so much on the blended families, more in depth than just the holidays, but you know, keeping it holiday style this time. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was kind of, you know, kind of short, not too much, but I could really talk a lot about stuff. But those are just some main points I wanted to go, you know, talk about. So just to briefly go back over them, schedule ahead of time. Get with the other parents and have a plan. You're going to need a plan. I promise you. You can't just, you know, freelance it. You can't just, you know, off the cuff, because you're going to cut into someone's time and they're going to get mad. So I promise you, if you just make a schedule and stick to it, that your first one will go smooth. Don't have too many expectations your first time. Whatever will be, will be. And just go with the flow. That's really the best thing you can do. Don't be afraid to step outside the traditions and create new ones, but also respect the old ones. Don't just come in there and rip them away from everything they know and start everything new, and don't throw too much newness on them. Don't throw too much newness into the group, because having a blended family is still new to that aspect. So, but don't be afraid to voice your ideas if it is kind of going too chaotic for you and you're trying to keep the same traditions, but it's just not working for the family dynamic anymore. If it's not working for it, that's when I feel like you can step in and say, look, we need a new thing. So don't be afraid to do that. Be flexible. You know, if you have to change times, you have to change times. If you can't be there how you're always there at 11 o'clock for dinner or 12 o'clock for, you know, eating, whatever, you know, the other family have to be flexible, and so are you. Everyone's just going to have to be flexible. And then the last thing is just remember, the kids come first. Let the kids voice their opinion. Let them in on, you know, what the plan is. Ask them, hey, would you rather go here, or do you want to go here first and then here? Because then we can do this. Whatever it is, if you could give them a say in it, give them a say in it, because that then they will like that they had a say in it. Trust me, kids are not dumb, and you know, they know more than what we think that they know. And let them in on it. If they're old enough to make some choices and decisions, let them. Because I promise you, they'll remember that and they'll love you for it. They will love that they got to be involved, because they didn't have too many say-sos in the matter with the blended family. But if it's, you can kind of talk to them about traditions and maybe what they might like to do, then do it. It's not hurting no one. So that's just my run through on everything, and I hope everyone has a great Christmas, because it's literally coming up in like 3 weeks. It's so crazy. But I do want to get on here for just kind of say for just a little bit, not on the topic, but if you are around my area, which is around Roland, Oklahoma, kind of Fort Smith, you know, we're literally on the borderline of Arkansas. If you're around, let me see. It is December 18th. At that night, that Sunday night, we're having our Christmas story like it's never been told. We're kind of doing like a walkthrough type of deal at our church with different stations and different deals. And then the nativity story is going to be told up on stage. Kids can get their pictures with Santa, and also there will be like live animals outside, so it'll be a good time. Totally free. There are some prizes involved, so if you are around, I believe it starts at 5. I know I'm the pastor's wife and I don't really know the time, but I'm pretty sure it's 5 o'clock. So yeah, if you're around there, bring your family. Bring your blended family. Let that be a new tradition if you want to. Bring them down. We would love to have y'all. So, and it's at Woodland Hills Church, 810 South Roland Road, here in Roland, Oklahoma, if you need the address. But yeah, I hope y'all have a wonderful Christmas, and I hope this episode helped you in some way. Or maybe just got some edumacation on some blended family stuff. But yeah. I guess I will talk at you in the next episode. So, Merry Christmas. See y'all later. Bye. Did this episode bless you in any way? Maybe you learned a little something about yourself. I would love it if you would share this with a friend or just send them a link to listen and then leave me a review at the bottom. My mission is to reach as many women as possible, and with your help, I can. Thanks again so much for listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.